Let's talk about community education, because in order for you to be able to deliver programs and get to the point of assessing people, you've got to get people in there. And there are ways to do it. You know, you don't just hang up a shingle and tell a few people that you're doing this stuff. You actually get out in the community and show your expertise. And it's not a matter of walking door to door and say, hey, I do this coaching, and do you have any digestive problems, or you have any health challenges? No, you really go out there and educate the community about what's possible for them. So thank you for being here. And I just want to make sure, like usual, I get this part out of the way, that we're not talking about medical care. We're not talking diagnosis and treatment, unless you are licensed to do that and are sitting across from your client face to face in that therapeutic relationship. What we're doing is assessment and evaluation and looking for the roadblocks, looking for the obstacles that are keeping that person from reaching their full potential, and then helping them with a plan and educating them and giving them tools and resources so that they can remove those obstacles and move forward. And some of the cases you get are going to be really straightforward, like, you know, those cigarettes and the McDonald's and a lot of the other things that are going on could really be having a little impact. And other times you're going to have someone who has an impeccable diet and has been working on this for years, like one of the cases we're going to do today. And then you're going to sit there scratching your head, and that's when you're going to be really glad that you're here studying with me here, because we're going deep. We're helping you to go deep so that when the stuff you think is going to work doesn't, that you have some pathways and some ways of looking at it that might be different and may come up with something very useful for that person. So by the time all the materials are delivered, we have a presentation in a box that we are going to give you. And it's basically a presentation that I've done as a webinar, and you can take it and tailor it. You will get the PDF of it. You will get the PowerPoint of it. You will get a transcript of it. You'll also get the PDF slides. So you get everything of it so that you can study it. You can tailor it to your own needs. You can do whatever you want with it. And that's something you don't have to put my copyright on. It's just yours. It's just yours to do with what you want to do. What I recommend is you take that presentation, you customize it, and then you practice with a small group of friends. So it depends on who you want to attract and what you want to do. If you're really looking to get people in and working on specifically on their digestion as their foundation and niching it that way, then you just really tailor that to how are you going to get people who probably have digestive issues, right? So you practice it. Practice it with a small group of friends. Do it in front of them in your house with a slide presentation. Do it on a free teleconference line. There's lots of them. And record it. Do it even if nobody's listening to it or watching it. Do it and record it. And then you can go back and listen to yourself. And then you can make improvements. Okay? You'll ask a small group of clients or friends to listen in. Right? Give you feedback. That would be helpful, right? And then we want you to practice making an offer for a free strategy session at the end, or a paid strategy session, or a program of your choice. That there's a way to do that. But the first few times you do it, the easiest thing, so that you're not getting all nervous, is like, you know, if this is ringing to you, like you're sitting there going, wow, maybe my joint pain is related to my gut. Wow, what a novel concept. And you want to just talk to me and see if that's a possibility and see if it's something I can help you with. Go ahead and here's my list. Just put your name and email address here. I'll reach out to you. We'll get on my calendar. Or even better is if you have a calendar there that you can actually fill in and take appointments right then and there. So like I said, that could be paid or free, but your first couple of times you may just want to do it as a free thing just to check it out and make sure that it works for you. So how do you get the talk out into your community? Well, there's a lot of options, right? So you approach local support groups. Almost every city, every town has people who have certain health challenges that get together. You know, the fibromyalgia group, the celiac group, the diabetes groups, the chronic fatigue groups, various autoimmune things. And you just approach them and say, you know, I have this really cool presentation on this and how your digestive tract can affect inflammation in your body and some simple tips that you can do to overcome it. And you'll see that in my presentation, there's always lots to give them. You can give them as much or as little as you want. You don't want it to be a marketing pitch. You want it to be great value. And then at the end, you say, hey, if you want to learn more and you want to work with me, here's how to do it. You can approach groups you already belong to. If you're a member of a various churches or PTAs, community groups, any number of these that you can do. So think about it. Like, what groups do I belong to? Maybe it's the soccer moms group, right? And you're listening to these women week after week talking about their health woes. You can approach that group and say, you know, I'd love to do a presentation on this. And I think it would be really helpful, right? How to have more energy for busy moms. And you tie in all this digestive stuff because it's at the heart of it. Most people are eating all kinds of crap that's making their digestion not work properly. The other thing you could do, which is a little more ambitious, but it works too, is you can rent a space or see if you can get somebody to donate a space and host a two-hour talk. When I've done this, I've rented a space. Usually I can get a spot for like $100. And I go in with my PowerPoint, my laptop to show a slide presentation. And I would always have some snacks to give people. So I'd be talking about different foods, but then I'd introduce them to a food, you know, something simple that I could make in advance. It's not like a food prep demo, or you could do a little demo if you wanted to, if you had a blender. It's just a little more work, but it gets people all excited, like, wow, and I could do this and it tastes good too. So see what's available. We have a place called Casa de Luz. It's a macrobiotic center. It's a restaurant, but also a community center. And they have rooms you could rent there. So I rented it there. There's libraries. Oftentimes there's rooms you can rent in a library. Various churches. A lot of times that's a way they make extra money, is they rent out their rooms when they're not doing services. Community centers. We have a rec center around here that does that. So really be creative. I would do some of the others first, so you don't have to be organizing your own and filling your own event. The other ways you can actually have the organizer that you work with fill the event for you. But it's not that hard to fill an event. You know, you write a note out, you send an email to everybody you know in the community. I remember doing that, and I sent it out to my whole mailing list, and my whole mailing list wasn't that big at the time I first did this. It's maybe, I don't know, 600 or 800 people. But I wrote it out to everybody, and a lot of them weren't local, but I said, hey, this is just if you live in Austin. And we got 35 people to sign up in 2 days to come to that. And I'm like, I don't have room. I was doing it in my living room. And that's another thing you can do. Do it in your living room. Do it in, you know, the rec center if you live in a complex, you know, a housing complex. But I just did it in my living room expecting I'd get like, you know, 10 or 12 people in there. And I had to like rearrange my furniture and move couches around to fit chairs for 30 people. And it was a success. It was great. People loved it. They love getting that information. So get it out there. Educate people. Education is the foundation here. And Laura says she teaches from her living room and she charges $10 to come through Eventbrite. So there you go. And I know, Laura, I've seen it, her put it out on Facebook. And my very first class that I did in my house was I invited my friends. I belong to this women's group, a women's spirituality group, and I invited them. And I said, you know, if you want to bring any friends, you can. 8 of them came. We did it on a donation basis. And I made a whole bunch of food and I talked to them, and several of them actually became my clients. So it really does work. It really does work. And Lynn says she goes to people's home and have a food prep class. So that's another way you do it. And when you're teaching them about the food, you're teaching them about the underlying things that you can help them with and how the food is going to help them with their IBS and with their, you know, their reflux and all those other labels that they've been given. So it's a great way to let people get to know you in a very safe way, right? Because if you just put out there, hey, I do these consultations and it's $100 if you want a consultation, or $75 or $150, whatever you charge, and they don't really know you and what you do, it's a little unnerving for them. So this is like to give them a taste of what you do. When you rent the space, if you feel more comfortable, you charge them $10. You know, if you're providing food, you charge them $10, $20, something really low to get them in the door. And then if you're doing them as a profit center, then you charge more. But really, these are great lead generations for you to get out into the exposure in the community. Oh, how sweet. Lynn is teaching a fermentation demo at the local sustainable farming group on Monday. Yay. Okay, yeah, and they do value what they pay for, Laura. But sometimes, like, to get some, you can do a free talk for the groups. I think if you are organizing it yourself, you should charge something, even if it's just $10. But if you're doing it for like a fibromyalgia group and they have their monthly meetings, then you just go and say, look, do you ever have speakers at your meetings? I have some really great information that I think could benefit, you know, can I have an hour on your stage? And if they say, well, I can give you a half an hour, you say, I'll take it, right? And you just provide great value, and you start with, there's just so much I could teach you. There's so much I could teach you, and I've only been given a half an hour today, so I'm going to do my best to get as much in as I can and give you some useful things you can walk away with. And know that it's not everything. So what I'm going to also do is allow you to, you know, give me your name and email address, and I'll follow up. Or if you have slides, you know, most people ask me for my slides, and I'm happy to send them to you. So go ahead and give me your name and email address, and I'll follow up with you. So all of those things are great ways to get the follow-up with folks, to be able to get them in there and talk to them. So you can take all the information you're learning here and put it to use. So in building your practice from these sessions, right, you offer great value and a talk that inspires, obviously. You give them a few tips to take away. And I really, 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 I should have underlined and put it in red, the word few. Because what we do, because that's the way we roll. We love to help people and we want to give them everything. So we give them this, and you can do that, and you can do this, and you can do that. And by the end of your talk, they're completely overwhelmed and they go, okay, I've got enough, and I'll, yeah, let you know in a few months if I can get this stuff done. No, three at the most tips that they can actually do and be successful with doing right away. And then you seed your program or coaching services. And what do I mean by that? You see me do it all the time. You may not even recognize it as for what it is, but it's basically when you're talking, you're just making reference to another program. You're not saying, oh, well, if you pay me for that program, I'll tell you more. You're basically saying, oh, when I work with my one-on-one clients, this is a strategy that they love. They absolutely love when I tell them this. Right? So now you've seeded, you've let them know that, oh, she does one-on-one clients. Wow, I wonder if she would help me. Oh, and when I teach my fermentation classes, I blah, blah, blah. Right? And when, you know, oh, I just have to tell you the story about one of my one-on-one clients, and this is what happened to her or him. So that's a way that you seed it, plus you create credibility for yourself. And at the end of it, the talk, you can say, look, I've just, you know, I've given you as much as I can. My time is up. I really want this to be of value. Go ahead and get started on the tips I've given you. And I would love to have a strategy session with you to see how you can apply this to your own life. Right? And if that calls to you here, and you could either make it a low price. Normally I charge $75 for that, but because you're here today and I really want to help, I can do it for just $25. Or you just do it for free, and you're very strategic about making it an enrollment conversation, not a you just giving them free stuff. Okay, if you're in NEPT, in the Practice Building Success System library, there's an amazing talk with Bill Barron where he talks about how to strategically position your conversation with someone so that at the end, you're not having to say, well, do you want to work with me or not? They're going, wow, this sounds great. Yeah, well, how do I work with you? I would love to continue working with you. This sounds exactly like what I need. So you can go back into that library and listen to that talk. It's amazing. So you offer a strategy session. I always would say, oh, I'm not offering free sessions, because everybody would take them and then they just pick my brain and then they wouldn't want to do something. When I learned how to do it, I started doing free strategy sessions. I had to quit after a while because I had no more room. But people would just say, okay, what do I do? How do I do it? And then I would offer them a relatively high price program, like $3,000 to $6,000, and they would just take it on the spot. And so it's when you get them excited about the possibility for them, about how you can help them, how you can improve their life, though they're willing to invest. You know, there's people out there willing to invest in a lot of really bizarre things. There's people willing to invest $6,000 on how to improve their golf swing, and people who are willing to invest thousands of dollars on how to attract their mate, their soulmate. And this is the stuff that we have to offer them, is life-changing, life-saving. So it's a matter of not that they're not willing to invest, it's that you haven't really sold them on the possibility, not sold them on your services. And this is a distinction Bill Barron makes. You're not in there trying to sell them on working with you. And if you start your conversation with the intent that you're going to try to convince this person to work with you, you're doomed. If you start the conversation with the idea that you want to get to know what's going on for this person, you want to see some of the obstacles that they're not seeing and point them out to them, and then share with them how you can help them to get from point A to point B and overcome these obstacles, then they're just going to want what you have. They're just going to want it. They're going to be salivating for it. And they're going to try to figure it out. So it's practice, 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 practice. Practice on each other. Practice with your friends. Practice, practice, practice. And use a good role model. So if you're in NEPT, go into the Practice Building Success System. And Bill has a template and all that that you can download. Okay, so that's basically it for creating the community education, getting people like salivating to work with you, but you got to have something to give them. You have to have some way of moving them in. You don't just say, oh, okay, so, it's $100 a session, so when do you want to start? No, you create a package that they're like salivating for now, right? They're going, wow, that's exactly what I need. And you have it, you think it through. You can use my stuff as a model. And you think it through, and then you present it to them in a way that's benefit-rich for them. So before we keep going with this, I'm just going to check the chat to see if there's any other questions that it could answer. Yeah, so Laura says she does some free talks at the local hospital and other groups. And I do too, Laura. I love how you're getting out there. I see you on Facebook all the time. You're just doing a great job. Tony says, I was approached by an organizer for an MS support group to talk to them. The organizer attended a workshop I did yesterday. So this is it. You're getting out there. And like MS, of course, like there's so much that is related to the digestion here, right? So yeah, super, super, super. And Jamie says, we're doing a series of 5 talks over 5 months at the largest private members club in London on our 5 pillars of health. See, Jamie has a hook, right? 5 pillars of health. He has a hook. Have a hook that's going to get people in. And that's great, a members club like that. They have 18,000 members and are doing all the mailing and invites. Holy cow. It took you a year to get in there, but that's awesome because you were persistent. Last month, we had all the personal trainers, chiropractors, massage therapists in the room talking to them for 3 hours about integrative wellness. And there you're going to generate referrals, right? And I'm sure you don't just get them in and have them pay as they go. I'm sure you bring them into packages and you can share with us any of that. Anybody has this thing going, share it. And he mentions that, like health clubs, that's a perfect place. There are people that are really into it. Even if you're not a fitness person, like Maria is really, that's her thing. She comes from a personal training fitness background. You don't have to be Maria. You can just go in there and talk to these folks who are interested in having their bodies be working well on how do they get their bodies really working well from the inside out, not just from the muscular standpoint. So Jamie, congratulations. It's awesome. Jamie says free strategy sessions work so well. They do, as long as they're structured properly. As long as it's not you just giving them all this information and then saying, hey, do you want to continue to work with me? And that's what I used to do before I learned how to do it right. So just so you know. And Lynn's thinking that charging $10 for a strategy session could be. Yeah, absolutely. And Laura, I'm not sure what you're asking about when you say, would a mock call that I would do with a potential client sometime. Oh, you mean like a strategy session? We do that at the retreat. We go through that at the retreat. And I model that at the retreat. In fact, Lynn, at the very first retreat, she was on the spot with me. And I was like grilling her. And I'm like, okay, we're starting over again. Okay. And I was the client and she was Lynn. And we grilled it. And now this woman gets on the phone and she does my enrollment conversation. She gets people into coaching programs all the time. So we do that at the retreat for sure. Yeah, and filling out a strategy session is a good screening tool because the people who won't fill it out, you don't want them as your clients, right? And you want to have some information there before you go into it. So it's really good to see like what's going on for them so that you have this thoughts in your mind of how you can take that session. And Tony said she uses Bill Barron's Fill the Gap discussion. Yeah, I would go ahead and listen on there, Laura, and then at the retreat we'll do more. And practice strategy sessions on each other is great too. No, it's Laura, the Fill the Gap is not a book. It's on PBSS. It's look up Bill Barron on the Practice Building Success System Library. And yes, in answer to Michelle's question, would you have them fill out the strategy session form before doing the discovery session? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because then you have a lot that you can, the way you can go. And a lot of times what happens is if you get them on that call and you ask them, so tell me what's going on, that's an open-ended question. You can be there for an hour with them telling you all the stuff they could have told you in that. And then you're asking them, well, what do you eat? Right? You've got that in that strategy session. I always like to ask, what's the three worst foods and the three best foods that you eat? Because that's telling. If they're saying their best foods are, whole wheat toast and Cool Whip and low-fat margarine, that's their best foods. You have a lot of education to do. Whereas if their worst foods, they say, oh, my worst foods are vegetable sautés and butternut squash and I don't know, some other healthy food, then you go, whoa, this person's really sophisticated. So it's really important. Do you email them the strategy session form when you schedule the free session? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we have it all automated where they sign up, they pay, and then they get the link to the strategy session form, and then they get the link to the calendar to put it on the calendar. That's what Jamie just did, the same thing I just did. So we all have our different ways of doing it. They're not right, but you don't book it on your t you don't book it. They're not paying for it. But so basically you have them sign up at the event, you have them give you the name and email address, and then you write to them and you send them the form, and then you schedule the consultation after they've filled out the form. Because you don't want to get to that consultation and not have the form because it's going to take you too long, it's going to throw you off kilter, and you're not going to be able to lead them through an experience. Maybe we'll have Jamie do a practice one for us. Jamie, it sounds like you're doing great with it. So that sounds good.